Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Well, we all were kind of surprised by that big storm that moved through our area on Monday. A lot of damage to area trees occurred, and a lot of people were without power for an extended period. Now, this is sort of a good thing in some ways, although I was out of power for a while myself. I didn't lose any major trees, but this is a wake-up call to all of us about our trees with hurricane season just about a month away. Now, when hurricane season comes, tree companies get really busy because people begin to panic about trees in their yards and whether or not they're going to be able to withstand the high winds of hurricanes. I recommend that you take the storm that we had Monday and look around your yard. Many people lost trees that they just didn't even think would go over. And there's some things that you want to look for when you're evaluating your landscape for possible tree work that needs to be done before the hurricane season arrives. First off, if you have any dead trees on your property, for goodness sakes, those definitely need to be removed. Now, a dead tree that is close enough to a structure to fall and land on it, in particular, has got to be dealt with. If the tree's way out in your back 40 and it's not going to hurt anything should it fall, you have a lot more leeway with trees like that. But oftentimes in urban areas, any direction a tree falls in, it's going to hit something. You also want to look for trees with decay in the trunk. These would be like rotten areas. If you have a tree on your property that has a large cavity, an opening into the trunk, that's decay. There's an organism, a fungal organism inside that trunk decaying away at the wood and eating away at the wood. And as time goes by, that trunk becomes less and less structurally sound because of the decay that's going on. So trees with a lot of decay in their trunks are also candidates for removal. Look for trees with large dead branches. These branches can break and fall in storms, either falling on people or falling on vehicles or falling on homes. Get those large dead branches pruned out of those trees. Trees that are leaning may need to be addressed. If it's a large tree and it's leaning at a really big angle and it's heading towards a home, you may want to think about that tree and whether or not it needs to be removed. And finally, for pruning, any large branches that hang near your roof, within a foot or so of the roof, because when the wind blows hard, those branches can move around a lot and hit your roof, and that can cause some problems. Now, who's going to do this work for you? Well, it's got to be a licensed arborist. Make sure that you call around to some of the tree companies in your area. Ask about their license. Tree companies and arborists have got to be licensed by the state of Louisiana to practice work here. And also, you need to see proof of insurance. So before you hire an individual to do this kind of work for you, ask to see proof of their arborist license from the state of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, and also ask to see proper insurance as well. You might also want to keep in mind that we take care of trees as well to make sure they stay in good shape and don't go over in storms. Caring for your trees properly first off means protecting their roots. If there's any work going to be done around your home, sidewalk work, driveway work, putting a new addition on, any damage that you do to the tree roots can make those trees more likely to go over in the storm because, remember, it's a strong, healthy root system that holds our trees up. So when caring for your trees, do keep in mind, always keep those roots protected. Try to damage the roots as little as possible. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.